Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
It starts with an invitation. The kind of invitation that many people in the entertainment industry dream of receiving. The chance to rub shoulders with power, influence, and opportunity. For the alleged victims of Sean Diddy Combs, it was this allure that initially brought them into his orbit. What they didn't expect, however, was that behind the glamour, there was a much darker side. And now, as more alleged victims step forward, the pattern of abuse, coercion, and silence is coming into clearer focus. Sean Diddy Combs, the music mogul whose influence spans decades, is facing a wave of allegations that paint a disturbing picture of his behind-the-scenes behavior. The accusations range from sexual misconduct to more serious allegations of coercion and abuse involving minors. What is striking about these allegations is not just their severity, but the consistency in the stories told by the alleged victims, many of whom don't know each other, yet share disturbingly similar experiences. At the center of the case is Tony Busby, the high-profile attorney who is representing 120 individuals, each claiming to have been victimized in some way by Combs or at events associated with him. Busby is no stranger to cases of this nature. His reputation as a legal heavyweight was solidified after representing several women in lawsuits against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, in which he secured settlements for his clients after they accused Watson of sexual misconduct. For Busby, the Diddy case represents a significant escalation in both scope and scale. While sexual misconduct cases in the entertainment industry are not new, what makes this case stand out is the sheer number of victims who have come forward and the fact that many of them have detailed accounts of the same kinds of behavior. Busby has noted publicly that the alleged victims, who come from different parts of the country and different backgrounds, all describe a similar pattern: an invitation to an event or party, the promise of opportunity or career advancement, followed by situations in which they felt coerced, pressured, or outright forced into uncomfortable and often dangerous scenarios. Take, for example, the notorious freak-off parties, which have become a focal point in the allegations against Diddy. These parties, described as lavish and exclusive, were allegedly the settings for much of the abuse. Multiple accusers have described a consistent atmosphere, where the music was loud, the rooms were packed, and the lines between consent and coercion blurred quickly. Drugs and alcohol flowed freely, and security was tight, preventing anyone from leaving if things took a dark turn. Some victims allege that they were given drugs without their knowledge, waking up later with little memory of what had happened. Others claim that they were forced into sexual acts, with the promise of career opportunities hanging over their heads like a threat. The power dynamics were clear. Diddy, a giant in the music industry, held the keys to success, and these young, often vulnerable individuals felt they had no choice but to comply. For some of the victims, the aftermath of these events has been just as traumatic. Several have reported being contacted by people within Diddy's circle, warning them to keep quiet. Some allege that they were told that speaking out would mean the end of their careers. In an industry where connections and reputation mean everything, the threat of being blacklisted was enough to keep many silent for years. But that silence has now been broken. As more victims come forward, a clear pattern has begun to emerge, one that spans years, if not decades. Busby has emphasized the importance of this pattern in building his case, noting that while each victim's story is unique, the similarities between them cannot be ignored. The allegations detail a systematic abuse of power, where young women, and in some cases minors, were lured into situations they could not control. One particularly disturbing allegation involves a 9-year-old boy who was allegedly sexually assaulted during an audition process, with the promise of a record deal being used as a lure. While this case is still under investigation, it echoes the broader theme of exploitation that runs through many of the accusations against Diddy. The lawsuits that Busby is preparing are not just about seeking compensation for the victims. They are about exposing what he describes as a culture of abuse and coercion that has been allowed to thrive for too long. He has publicly stated that his firm has fielded thousands of calls from potential victims. And while many of those have been dismissed, the 120 individuals he now represents all have stories that align with one another in critical ways. While the civil lawsuits are significant, the criminal investigation being conducted by federal authorities looms even larger. Diddy is already facing charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution, and the federal government is now working to uncover the full scope of the alleged crimes. Federal investigations are meticulous and thorough, and they don't just focus on the individuals directly involved in the abuse. The feds are also looking at the infrastructure that allowed these alleged crimes to happen. This includes the corporations that may have facilitated Diddy's infamous parties, those that provided the venues, the security, and the logistics that made it possible for these events to continue without interference. For many of the alleged victims, the fear wasn't just about what happened at the parties. It was about what would happen if they ever tried to leave. Several have described being physically prevented from leaving, with security guards blocking exits or monitoring their movements. The sense of entrapment was palpable, and it left many feeling powerless in the face of overwhelming control. And yet, despite the similarities in their stories, these victims had never met one another. They came from different backgrounds, different parts of the country, and their experiences spanned years. What ties them together is not just the man at the center of the allegations, but the pattern of behavior they describe. Busby has pointed to this pattern as evidence that the alleged abuse wasn't just a series of isolated incidents, but part of a much larger system of exploitation. This system, he argues, was designed to take advantage of young, vulnerable people, many of whom were just starting out in the entertainment industry and saw Diddy as a gateway to success. As more stories come to light, it becomes increasingly difficult to ignore the consistency in the allegations. Multiple victims have described similar tactics: being isolated from others at the parties, offered drugs or alcohol to lower their defenses, and pressured into situations they didn't consent to. For some, the fear of professional ruin was enough to keep them compliant. For others, it was the threat of physical harm. And while many of the victims have come forward with civil lawsuits, the federal criminal investigation remains the biggest threat hanging over this case. Federal authorities have far-reaching powers, and once they begin to dig into the evidence, there's little that can stop them from uncovering the full extent of the alleged crimes. Unlike civil cases, where settlements can sometimes be reached behind closed doors, criminal investigations are about accountability, and the penalties can be severe. If federal investigators find that Diddy or others in his circle were involved in sex trafficking or racketeering, the consequences could include long prison sentences. The victims, for their part, are hoping for justice, not just in the form of financial compensation, but in seeing those responsible held accountable for their actions. For some, it has taken years to come forward, and the decision to do so wasn't easy. Many feared retaliation, both professionally and personally. But with the support of Busby and his team, they are finally speaking out, determined to shed light on what they describe as years of systemic abuse. The sheer number of victims, combined with the consistency in their stories, has made it impossible for Diddy and his legal team to ignore the growing storm. And while he has pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges against him, the court of public opinion is already starting to turn. In cases like this, the tide can shift quickly. What starts as a few allegations can quickly snowball into a much larger scandal, especially when high-profile figures are involved. The entertainment industry has seen this before: powerful men brought down by the weight of their own secrets. But what makes this case different is the scale. The number of victims, the range of years, and the level of coercion alleged suggest that this isn't just about one man, but about an entire culture that has allowed abuse to thrive. As more victims come forward, and as the federal investigation deepens, the full extent of what happened at those parties is starting to come into focus. The stories are difficult to hear, but they are also powerful. They paint a picture of an environment where power was abused, where silence was enforced, and where young women and men were manipulated into situations they couldn't escape. The question now is how far the investigation will go, and who else might be implicated in the process. For Diddy, the legal battles are only just beginning. But for the victims, this is the first step toward what they hope will be justice, not just for themselves, but for anyone who has ever been victimized in a system that values power over people.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever. but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.